Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when it appears there may be a little bit of a break in the ice, at least some willingness on the part of Mitch McConnell, Joe Manchin, and maybe even Senator Schumer. President Biden, where are you? What you doing? The United States of America was facing a truly dire economic crisis, a guaranteed new recession, if not depression, because of political games being played by both sides on Capitol Hill. Well, now, Mitch McConnell apparently just announced, and this not even announced by Senator McConnell directly, it was announced by people who had been party to meetings behind the scenes among Republicans. Apparently, there's going to be a quick vote this afternoon. It's expected to fail on dealing with this budget ceiling, which could wreck the economy, damage your 401ks, harm people's jobs, their wages, devastate the world economy and the world economic system. All of that may not happen. Because Senator McConnell, the way they describe it on CNN, which is phony and wrong, is they say, well, he's blinking after a bluff. And no, he's not. What he's doing is indicating that, look, it is appropriate for Republicans, it's appropriate for Democrats, it's appropriate for conservatives or moderates or liberals or anybody to try to avoid a default of the United States. That has never happened in this country. Not even once. And the closest we came to it in 2011, it devastated our economy. It had a very negative impact and actually pushed negative growth onto the country and moved us into a recession. I mean, this is serious business. We will get to more of that. They have also now apprehended the suspect in a school shooting, 18-year-old Timothy George Simpkins, this in Texas, in the Dallas area. He apparently was driving a silver Dodge Charger. We don't know much else about him other than he's 18 years old. And, of course, they have a mugshot out there. He did not kill anybody yet. There are people in the hospital, and they appear to be on the way to recovery, thank God. But we will bring you any details on that as it develops. We'll also be talking with a biographer and now an editor of an autobiography of one of our most underrated presidents who has things to say that we all ought to remember right now. For instance, President Coolidge said collecting more taxes than is absolutely necessary is legalized robbery. Memorable quote. We will get to that and more with Amity Schles, who has put out a new edition of the Coolidge autobiography with the idea that politics of the left, right, and center could really use, I mean intensely and immediately, some of the lessons that Coolidge puts forth on that. And then here in the state of Washington, if you live in this state, you've probably gotten some very confusing mail, as I have, from the state of Washington about this new long-term care insurance and the way it's going to impact your taxes and your personal finances. So, is this as much of a ripoff as it sounds? Is there anything we can do about it? We'll talk about that with representatives of the Washington Policy Center coming up. And one of Hollywood's very own, a darling of the Hollywood left, is slamming, and very effectively, I must say, the squad. Yeah, that's right. Sarah Silverman. Why? How? On what? We will get to that as well coming up on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, first off, this disaster that we spoke about quite a bit yesterday. But because it's enormously important. I mean, everything about the politics, not only for 2022, but for 2024 and beyond, would be impacted if the United States actually defaulted. What that means is that if the United States, because of this legal debt ceiling, which is a stupid provision anyway of our system, if because they had not reached agreement on lifting the debt ceiling, then bills that we had already run up, this is not the new spending and all the gigantic new spending that Joe Biden's talking about. We're talking about money that Washington has already spent. People have said, and I think it's a good analogy, it's like last year's credit card bill, right? And if you all of a sudden come up and say, no, I can't pay it, sorry, I'm going to deadbeat this credit card bill, well, that's not going to do well for you. And the fact that there are even people talking seriously, as the Wall Street Journal did today in its editorial, they even thought, well, if they don't get their stuff together, they might actually have a default with all of the disastrous impact it could have. That's changing and partially initiated by Joe Manchin, because at a press conference earlier today, the senator from West Virginia, who is quickly becoming the de facto leader of the United States, because there isn't that much leadership elsewhere at the moment, he made a plea to this morning on the Senate floor about what we need. Actually, he asked them to be, this is not at the Senate floor, it was at a press conference earlier today. This is clip 16.
On the default, the crisis that we have a time zone, time table for, we are not going to default as a country. We will not default. That's the responsibility we have as senators, as congressmen, as 535 of us responsible to protect this great country and an equal branch of government. I truly implore both leaders, my caucus leader and the majority leader is Chuck Schumer, and the minority leader is Mitch McConnell. I implore them to engage, start working, work this out. This should not be a crisis. I've been very, very clear where I stand on the filibuster. I don't have to repeat that. I think I've been very clear. Nothing changes. But the bottom line is we have a responsibility to be the adults. Our leadership has the responsibility to lead. And that's what I'm asking and imploring them to do. We should not have these artificial crises. We are not going to default on our debt. We are still basically the currency of the world, and we will remain that. So anybody who thinks any different than that is basically speculating for the sake of theatrics.
Okay, he's right about this, and this was very important, at least according to a lot of the inside reporting and people who apparently have spoken to Senator McConnell. He was took very careful note of what Senator Manchin said. When Senator Manchin said he is opposed to the filibuster, well, he has been. And it is really him, Joe Manchin, and Kyrsten Sinema has kept the Democrats from scrapping the filibuster. People are using the term gutting the filibuster, or scrapping it, throwing it out altogether. Because that's not in the Constitution, it's just a Senate rule. And they could change that rule with 51 votes, but they don't have it. Not with Joe Manchin there. Apparently, what Mitch McConnell has taken a look at now is hearing about Joe Manchin appropriately speaking seriously about avoiding a default and saying that, well, he feels seriously about the filibuster, but he feels even more seriously about avoiding default. So they could attempt to make a vote where they said, okay, we're not going to have any more filibuster regarding the debt ceiling. Just on that. And even that, it frightens or at least moves Mitch McConnell, who has now agreed to, and apparently this afternoon he is going to be meeting face-to-face with Chuck Schumer. After all, they work in the same quarters in the Senate floor. And they're going to try to figure something out. What about that idea of a $2 trillion platinum coin? Well, people are talking about, we'll get to that. and why it won't work, and more on the MedVed Show coming up. 1-800-955-1776.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. I know that there are people out there who enjoy collecting coins, not only as an investment, I happen to believe that ultimately you may do better with any investing, investing in bullion, investing in just the metal itself rather than the coins that have been minted and have some historical value. But sometimes those coins can be, especially if they're ancient coins, they can be worth a great deal of money. But there has never been a coin worth $2 trillion. Okay, $2 trillion, that's $2,000 billion. Can you imagine? I mean, this, again, it sounds like a movie, but it's not. This is the comedy, or the dark comedy is what it really is. It's actually a comedy noir or something of that order that is playing out in Washington, D.C. There was last night, and people in the middle of the night were basically going back and forth over this. And apparently most law school experts believe it's legal. It could actually solve this current problem we have with the looming default of the United States. Now, what is this I'm talking about? I'm talking about President Biden using his presidential authority, which he must be tempted to do, to create a special coin that would be minted somewhere, would be actually printed up somewhere of pure platinum, which is worth a good bit of money, but would have a face value. It would say on the front of the coin, $2 trillion, which maybe on both faces for that price, it would say that this coin is worth $2 trillion. And then the idea is, this is the way it's described by William Galston, a former aide to President Clinton, writing in the Wall Street Journal. He says, it is clearly legal, but it sounds like a joke. It sounds like a joke in a nightmare that you might not get, but it's a Treasury Department would issue a platinum coin.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
One of them, with a face value of, say, $2 trillion, and they'd take the coin, I assume they'd have a pretty good guard detail taking the coin over, to the Federal Reserve. The law authorizing the minting of such a coin would probably require the Fed to actually accept the deposit. And then Treasury could use the funds they had just deposited into the Federal Reserve to pay off what is necessary with the potential default.
Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Okay, again, you know, Chris Christie talks about his mom and teaching him about the money tree. This is pretty much as close to a money tree as you can get. And can you imagine someone then trying to do a counterfeit version? Because even just on the collector's basis, a platinum coin worth $2 trillion would be a pretty good collector's item, I would think. In any event, the law authorizing the minting of such a coin would probably require the Fed to accept the deposit, and Treasury could then use the funds to pay the government's bills until Congress gets its act together and actually raises the debt ceiling. The downside, world markets might conclude that the American economic policy has become fundamentally unserious and react accordingly. In other words, the United States is the world's largest company. And if you have a company that has such a difficult time paying its debts, keeping its financial house together in order, then it's not going to be good for your credit rating. The last time we even came close to this, which was 2011, Moody's and a bunch of other credit raters, for the first time ever, in nearly 250 years of American history, for the first time ever, what Moody's did was they downgraded the American credit rating. And for that to happen hurts everybody here. What I hate about this is we have gotten to such a level of partisanship. I understand why the Republicans, in terms of looking forward, to the campaign of 2022. They want to make sure that the Democrats are entirely blamed for the damage that would be involved in a even potential default, and they're confident that the Democrats would actually do something to change it in advance. Well, now what they're talking about doing is actually postponing the debt ceiling, putting it off until next December. Why next December? It's after the election. when they don't have to. And then they could go around this whole thing again. I actually have been largely persuaded that recently this whole process of raising the debt ceiling doesn't make any sense. And it puts us in reach of this kind of crisis on a very regular basis. Here's the way the Wall Street Journal writes about it in their lead editorial today, and it deserves the lead editorial. They have a piece called The Debt Ceiling Deception. Democrats keep telling Americans they have the votes and a mandate to pass the biggest tax increase since 1968 and the biggest domestic spending bill ever. Yet they also claim they're helpless to raise the federal debt ceiling without Republican votes. It's a preposterous position. Of course it is. In other words, if they say they can all on their own without any Republican help, without a single Republican vote, if they can go ahead and spend $3.5 trillion more and raise taxes across the board, and they can do that all without a single Republican vote, why should they not be allowed, why should they not be able to figure out a means of raising the debt ceiling without any Republican votes, which is what Mitch McConnell has been pushing for? It's a preposterous position, says the Wall Street Journal, albeit of the sort this administration often tries to sell, such as the soaring number of illegal border crossings in Texas is merely seasonal. The Afghanistan withdrawal was a great success, and the cost of the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill is zero. Yet the White House is sticking to the line that the minority party is at fault, that would be the Republicans, for the majority party's failure to raise the debt limit. The press office wizards rolled out President Biden on Monday, that would be 2 days ago, to portray the GOP's reluctance not to cooperate as reckless and dangerous. If anybody thinks this is being well played, I'd love you to call in 1-800-955-1776. A challenging question on the floor. We'll get to it and more coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democrats are willing to step up and stop this economic catastrophe if Senate Republicans will just get out of the way.
President Biden with the threat for Republicans as he meets with business leaders on this busy Wednesday. Republicans are threatening to block the Democrats' party line vote raising the debt limit by using a filibuster, which would require 60 yes votes in advance of just 51. Police in North Texas say the suspect in today's school shooting west of Dallas is in custody. Daniel Sesney with the Grand Prairie Police Department saying it was a total team effort among all the agencies.
The collaborative effort with the Arlington Police Department, the Grand Prairie Police Department, the Marshals, North Texas Fugitive Task Force worked very well together to get the suspect into custody very quickly. I can tell you there is no danger to the public. The public is safe and the suspect is in custody.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, talking about the ongoing crisis and the way that one individual, his name is Joe Manchin, he's the senator from West Virginia, and he's an interesting guy with an interesting background. And one of the things that he said the other day was he spoke very, very clearly against an entitlement society, which puts him at odds. I mean, profoundly puts him at odds with his own caucus in the U.S. Senate, because virtually all the other United States senators who are Democrats are trying to expand the entitlement society to a huge extent. But this is what Manchin had to say about where he stands on that issue. Clip one.
I don't believe that we should turn our society into an entitlement society. I think that we should still be a compassionate, rewarding society. I think that fares best for all of us. But compassion means taking care of those who can't take care of themselves, whether they're young, whether they've had some type of a challenge in life, whether it be mental or physical. Those are responsibilities that we have, and we can all meet those responsibilities. And I feel very strongly about that. And we will continue. This is going to take time to get this done. Getting it done quickly is not going to benefit anybody. So let's make sure that we do it and do it right.
Okay, he's talking about both the $1.35 trillion, he's talking about the infrastructure bill, the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better bill, which, by the way, he's already succeeded in bringing down. One person... standing really athwart history and William F. Buckley said that it's a conservative's job to stand athwart history and yell stop. At least Manchin is doing that to some of the worst excesses of Democrats, and by the way, particularly on energy issues. And this relates to a question that came in. It's a provocative question from Christian in Simi Valley, California. He says, if Joe Manchin ever ran for president, do you think he would be a good president? All I can tell you is that in a state with a ton of problems, and West Virginia has a ton of problems, it's very dependent on a dirty energy, basically. And, yeah, they have problems with coal mining and coal mining safety. And the, part of the problem for Joe Manchin is he's from that industry. He became a wealthy man through mining, through coal mining and extraction. By the way, is an interesting guy. He got a football scholarship to the University of West Virginia. And since that time, he's been very close friends with Nick Saban. He was a fairly successful football coach. And Manchin got injured during his college career, which was the end of his football career. But in any event, he was a good governor. For West Virginia, you don't usually hear the terms good governor and West Virginia in the same sentence. And no, the other famous senator from West Virginia who preceded Joe Manchin was Robert Byrd, who was infamous for having gotten elected with the Ku Klux Klan, and of course he later repudiated that. Do I think Manchin would be a good president? All I can say is I would base that upon his great success as governor of West Virginia. I think it'd be fine. But it's not going to happen. The man is 74 years old. Maybe 75 already. And he has would have very, very limited support in the Democratic Party. And frankly, Republicans would want someone who's more conservative and one of them. So, Christian, though it's an interesting idea, I think that Joe Manchin is kind of needed right now where he is in the U.S. Senate. And who knows? I mean, people talk all the time about luring him over to make a party switch, which would be a very, very decisive thing because, of course, that would give the Republicans control. And if Manchin made a party switch, there's increasing talk that Kyrsten Sinema would. Apparently, according to at least conversation in Washington, she hasn't been happy with her treatment by her fellow Democrats, including people who try to intercept her in the bathroom or trouble her on planes. I mean, what is going on right now, I was thinking about this phrase, which is, you know about the Keystone Cops, who were this part of silent comedy, and the Keystone Cops couldn't drive straight, and they were crashing things and hitting the wrong people over the head with billy clubs and things like that. This is the Keystone Congress. I mean, really, really, the inability to get something as fundamental done as avoiding a default, where even coming close to it 10 years ago in 2011 was a very costly thing for the U.S. economy. Here is Senator Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor earlier, and he's basically trying to do what the Democrats, including President Biden, are trying to do to him. President Biden's trying to blame it all on the so-called reckless Republicans. Here is Senator McConnell's response on the Senate floor. This is clip 3.
They wanted to turn their failure into everybody else's crisis, playing risky games with our economy, using manufactured drama to bully their own members, indulging petty politics instead of governing. Their entire failed approach to governing, in a nutshell, on full display for the country to see.
Okay, and then he said this about his colleague, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, clip 9.
Well, what about the third Democratic leader, the Speaker of the House? Well, she's headed to Europe, headed off to Europe. I can only presume she hopes the full faith and credit of the United States will get sorted out without her. That is the level of leadership and accountability the country is getting from the Washington Democrats who run the country. These are the leadership skills of people who spent 2.5 months doing nothing and then complain they're short on time. That is the attitude that has gotten Democrats a self-created inflation crisis, border crisis, Afghanistan crisis, and free-falling favorability with the American people.
Okay, this is what the Wall Street Journal adds to that, quoting Mr. Biden speaking about the Republicans and the situation. There is a process that would require literally up to hundreds of votes, Mr. Biden explained. Its unlimited number of votes have literally nothing to do with the debt limit. It could be everything from Ethiopia to anything else that has to do with the debt limit. And it's fraught with all kinds of potential danger for miscalculation and would have to happen twice. In other words, Mr. Biden admits that Democrats could raise the debt limit via reconciliation. But then they'd also have to take difficult votes on many issues on the Senate floor. Some of those votes might be unpopular. Mr. Biden is admitting that the reason is political, that Democrats want Republicans to spare them from having to take those tough votes alone. And then the Wall Street Journal editorial concludes, if Congress fails to raise the debt limit, the Democrats who run both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue will be responsible for the consequences. By the way, there would be so much revulsion. It wouldn't just be the Democrats who would get voted out, though they would. And it wouldn't be just the Democrats who would get the blame, though they would deserve most of it. I mean, frankly, after last time's election, when we had such an epic level of participation, I think there would be just a sense of revulsion about the whole system. I mean, this should not be that difficult to get done. Congress can, on occasion, make the right votes and do it overwhelmingly. They did that at one point and got praise from a normally rebellious Hollywood liberal named Sarah Silverman. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I mentioned that occasionally when there's an emergency, Congress can actually get things done. They can get things done in a hurry. And they did that the other day with providing some support in terms of restocking the defensive missiles known as Iron Dome for the Israeli military. And what this is about is this is a system. It's a very high-tech system. It's remarkably effective. It's been used by the United States and by Israel. It was developed jointly by the United States and Israel. And recently, Israel had been attacked, and it was literally hundreds of times. It may have even reached thousands of times by Hamas and by Islamic Jihad and by radical crazy terrorists who sent all kinds of Iranian missiles against Israel. And the United States had helped to provide some of the missile ordnance for Iron Dome that knocked most, not all, but had knocked most of those rockets aimed at Israel from Gaza. They had been able to knock them down out of the sky or to prevent them in any event from landing in open territory and without causing any significant damage. By the way, people ask about that, and I was speaking to my nephew, who's now he's in the reserves, but he's a captain in the Israeli Defense Forces, and it made the case that, look, when you hear that a missile or a rocket from Hamas has fallen in a field somewhere without doing any damage, because they have this very high-tech tracking mechanism, they let those fall. Because if they see it's not headed toward a settled or populated area or where there are people, they let the missiles hit in that direction. But protection for civilians in Israel who are Jewish Israelis or Arab Israelis has been pretty remarkable. In any event, so if there's one thing that ought to be pretty unanimous, it would be voting to help Israel restock Iron Dome. Iron Dome is not something that is used to hit anybody else's territory or even to hit anybody else's weapons except for those missiles that have already been launched. when they go after people with the rocket launchers, they don't use Iron Dome. That's not involved with that. In any event, Congress of the United States passed the Iron Dome refunding with 420 votes out of 435. Who were the 15 people who didn't vote for Iron Dome? Some were people who just weren't there. But then there were 8 Democrats who voted no, 2 Democrats who voted no, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Hank Johnson of Georgia voted present. And Cortez changed her vote from no to present tearfully, and you follow the whole thing. In any event, the Sarah Silverman, Hollywood star, sort of known for blue comedy, and blue I don't mean like police officers. I mean a lot of the stuff that she tells jokes about has to do with basic bodily functions of all kinds. In any event, she also does a podcast. She's an activist. She was a very big activist, big time for Barack Obama. And she has a podcast where she went after the members of the squad, AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, and all of them who all voted no against Iron Dome, who basically didn't want anti-rocket protection for civilians, for grandmothers and preschoolers. Here's what Sarah Silverman sounded like. Listen.
You know, none of them talk about Hamas. No one in the squad is bringing up Hamas. I can't. It's so bizarre. Yes, the occupation is not right. There cannot be justice in a place where there are people who have no freedom of movement. But they elected Hamas. Why do none of them even mention Hamas? A group that until just a few years ago had a mission statement that said, kill all Jews. A group that just congratulated the Taliban for taking over Afghanistan.
Okay, and it's worse than that. And she puts it in a good context. Good for Sarah Silverman. Listen.
Israel is not good for Palestine, but you are kidding yourself if you think Hamas is good for Palestine. Please do not defund the Iron Dome. I know that it's not, but just talking to the squad here, you know, my family lives there. It just seems to prove the point that I didn't think existed, which is people really only like Jews if they're suffering. Dead Jews get a lot of honor. I want to love them. I really do. I love AOC. I love Rashida Tlaib. I love Ilhan Omar. Their domestic policies are completely aligned with mine. And I think they're so cool and kick-ass. But this is really scary. You make it hard. Not having the Iron Dome is going to kill people.
Okay. She's completely correct. And fortunately, nearly everybody in Congress and nearly all the Democrats except for the squad. I mean, there were 8 of them who actually voted no, and 1 Republican, Thomas Massie, who voted no, of Kentucky, Libertarian congressman. I think it's rare enough where you hear somebody way on the left talking a little bit of sense about an issue like this, that it was worth passing on. And she basically says, and by the way, where she says you have no freedom or you have no freedom of movement, if she's talking about Gaza, Israel doesn't control Gaza. Israel controls nothing in Gaza. And if they did, they would be inside of Gaza going after the terrorists and the rocket launchers and the whole group of Hamas. She also makes another important point, which is that a lot of people on the left just don't like weapons. Okay, Iron Dome is not a weapon. It's not used to destroy anything except a rocket that's already in flight and headed toward you. And maybe even people on the extreme left can understand that self-defense actually doesn't constitute weaponizing anything. And the other thing that she didn't go into is that none of these exchanges of violence between Hamas and Israel, none of them, zero, were ever started by Israel. It's always been started by the terrorists deciding to launch rockets and keep firing them until they take enough losses to get some sympathy and undeserved sympathy from folks in the outside world. Coming up, well, this was the announcement this morning about the shooting in Arlington, Texas. And the Arlington police gave this update a little bit earlier, clip 13.
And preliminary is that there was a fight between a student and another individual in a class, and a gun was used, and there are four victims. I'm here to identify a person of interest right now. It's Timothy George Simpkins. It's S-I-M-P-K-I-N-S. He is a black male, 18 years of age. We have a car that he is currently driving, or we believe is driving. It's a 2018 silver Dodge Charger.
Okay, and they apprehended him. Still no word, as far as we can gather, on what might have motivated the shooting, other than the fact that he was involved with other students at this high school in Texas in a large fight. Speaking of a large fight, there's a president of the United States who is actually known for winning his political battles, and maybe winning more notably than many people realize. His name was Calvin Coolidge, and he is a deserved icon of conservatism. What would his advice be that might be useful to politicians today, particularly conservatives? We'll get to that in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.